Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers, and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver and our guest tonight, the popular singing star, Buddy Clark. Right now, Spike Jones and the City Slickers, the only orchestra in the world that pays dues to the Plumbers Union, send up a rocket to the tune of Yes, We Have No Bananas. Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones with a big welcome sign to the Spotlight Review. And I can't think of a better way to start the new year off than to call on the girl whom newspaper editors voted radio's Woman of the Year, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Thank you. Hello, Spike. Say, where were you last night? You were supposed to take me out.
Well, I'm sorry, Dorothy. I couldn't. I gave all of my money to the USCO.
Spike, you mean the USO?
No, Dorothy. Michigan 49, USCO.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
But don't worry, Dorothy. I still got some money left. So what do you say after the show? You put on your best evening gown and we'll step out.
Oh, no. Nothing doing. Last time we did that, I was the only girl dressed formal in the whole bowling alley.
Well, we'll talk about places to go later. Right now, there's music in the air and you've just been elected to sing.
Been elected? Well, thank you, constituents. Here's a cute little ditty that's just simply called the Sample Song.
My papa works in a pretzel factory, attending to bending. I'm thirsty, it seems, even in my dreams, because he keeps bringing samples home. My grandma works in a patch quilt factory. She matches the patches. My clothes are a sight, purple, pink, and white, because she keeps bringing samples home. And there's my silly cousin Willie. He makes donuts all day long. I sample donuts till I go nuts. No wonder I sing the sample song. My uncle worked in a money factory, inspecting, collecting. I heard a man say that he's gone away because he kept bringing samples home. Lizzie, she works making cheese all day. And how her cheeses fill the breezes. Well, you can tell where we live a mile away. My brother works in a corkscrew factory, assisting in twisting. I'll have to admit I'm afraid to sit, because he keeps bringing samples home. He keeps bringing samples home. Ouch. Boing.
Well, Wonderful, Dorothy, wonderful. Now for the City Slickers' New Year's resolutions. I'm proud to say that Dr. Birdbath has promised not to give girls with the new look that old whistle. George Rock, our jovial 200-pound trumpet player, has promised to throw away his yo-yo. And Doodles Weaver resolves not to steal my Esquire magazine. Is that right, Doodles?
Come, Horace. I'm Horace. Of course. Sir.
And the rest of the Slickers...
Ready for the downbeat, maestro.
Okay, we give you our New Year's resolution.
When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. When I'm at the movies watching LOC, and a lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. And of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Gass, how about you? Let's hear your resolution.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet, and politely offer her my wifey seat. This is my New Year's resolution. How about you, George Rock?
Mother says it's good to learn to read and spell, but it's best to learn to play piano well. So I resolve to practice hard and learn to play.
On the radio this year, I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. This is my resolution. Dorothy Shay. Miss Dorothy Shay.
I left the Ozarks just to see the USA, because I want to learn to speak the proper way. I resolve to learn my ABCs and G. Maybe H-I-J-K-L-S-M-F-T. This is my New Year's resolution.
In this coming year, I'm going to be discreet. Have the Slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly. And set his second movement off with TNT. Takes care of our New Year's resolutions. At this point, if the sound man is on his toes, the door should open. And a voice should say...
Hello, Spike.
And it's that very popular singing star, everybody's buddy, Clark.
Thanks, everybody. And Spike and Dorothy, it's mighty nice of you to invite me to take a bow in your Spotlight review.
Well, buddy, we're kind of partial. You're singing around here. Isn't that right, Dorothy?
All right, Spike. Why, buddy, you've set the nation spinning with your new recording of Ballerina.
You know, folks, once in a while a star comes along that makes a sensation.
Oh, gee, Spike,
It has the country buzzing.
Oh, golly, I...
It sets all the gals to swooning. But enough about me. Let's talk about Buddy, huh?
You know, I think I'm getting the short end of this. I'd rather sing.
Yes, and please sing that wonderful record arrangement of Ballerina.
Oh,
ballerina dance. Then do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl. And just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. And although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you send, his love must wait his turn. You wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career. You can't afford a pack of glass. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, dance, dance. Once you send, his love must wait its turn. You wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career. You can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina, dance, dance, dance.
Beautiful, buddy, really beautiful. Now we can understand why your recording of Ballerina is coaxing so many nickels into the jukeboxes. But more from you later. Right now, here's Mike Wallace.
Whether your job keeps you at a desk or on the assembly line, you're bound to be the better for a brief pause during working hours. That's only common sense. It's equally common sense to make that pause refreshing. And you can do it so easily now that those friendly Coca-Cola coolers are appearing in so many offices and factories. All you have to do is drop a nickel in the slot, and presto, there's your ice-cold, inviting Coke. The delicious drink that sends you back to work refreshed.
Spotlights on Dorothy Shea, and the song is one she wrote herself. Dorothy?
Yes, I wrote this one with a boy named Bobby Wirth. It's a song about a guy named Two Gun Harry from Two Come Carry. If you're ever traveling west, I wish you'd give my best to a guy whose name is Two Gun Harry. When your train gets into town, well, you'll see him hanging around in a station that they call Two Come Carry. Two Come
carry, for he threw his lasso round my heart. When you hit the station yard, just give him my regards. Won't you tell him, please, that he must wait there? 'Cause I'm hitting that old track, and surely coming back, even if I have to hop on a freight car. Oh, to a ton of Harry, from a Tuco Carry. Oh, I always loved them from the start. So I'm going back to Mary, a Tuco Harry from Tuco Carry. For he threw his lasso round my heart. Of course, but you can tell he rides a horse, 'cause his legs is kind of bent from the saddle. And you'd know him anywhere, 'cause he has a certain air that he gets from being close to the cattle. A two-gun Harry from Tucum Carry. From the start. So I'm going back to Mary, to Gun Harry from Tucum Carry. For he threw his lasso round my heart in Tucum Carry, Tucum Carry. Me back to Harry.
At this point, it's my pleasure to introduce a young man who formerly had his own radio show. His program was usually transcribed at an earlier hour so it could be turned off at a more convenient time. And here he is, City Slicker Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. Thank you very much. For my selection tonight, I have chosen the very beautiful Scotch ballad, Loch Lomond. I believe I am in voice. I'm in fine voice. Music by, so if you please, Loch Lomond.
By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny brains, bon yonny braes, bray yonny brones, big brawny bones, no, big bony bro. Oh, no, no. By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny braes, where the sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. Oh! Where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where tree men I mew love, hair's free if it's you love, your hair's full of blue love.
No, no.
We like each other a lot. Where me and my true love were ever one too gay, on the bony, bony banks, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond, Leek Lyman, Loch Lomond, Luke Lehman, Lou Jackie and Lou Jack. No, Johnny Lou Jack. What a player for Notre Dame. Just before the Notre Dame game, a gambler came up to me and he said, "How you betting? Do you like Notre Dame?" I said, "I like any dame." I said, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond, you'll take the right road and I'll take the whole road.
Ooh, no.
Or you'll rake the right road and I'll take a light load.
Ooh, no, no, no.
Or you'll make the Morse code and I'll bake a hot toad.
No, you don't.
You don't bake toads, you bake cakes. You know, speaking of making cakes, a friend of mine was making a cake once. A special recipe, you see. All of a sudden he came running out of the kitchen and I said, "What's the matter?" He said, "Well, it said to put in two eggs and beat it." Thank you. Oh, you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road. High road, low road, high.
Oh, no.
And I'll Scott be in the for ye. And I'll be in for the Scott ye. And I'll lemon Scott for a bee. I'll bet I get there first.
my blue love, me and my true love, my true love. You know what my true love is? A beautiful horse. A horse! And there they go, around the turn. Little Linda in front by three, one at a second. Lady Evelyn is third, and last place. It's Sick Man on the Rail. But me and my true love, Wendy and my true love will never eat again, meet again. On the boony boony banks, on the goony goony ganks, on the loony loony tanks, Mickey Rooney's cranks.
No, no, no.
On the bonny bonny banks, banks. You know, talking about banks reminds me of when I used to be a robber. It wasn't dangerous. I was a safe robber. On the bonny bonny banks of Loblaw.
Professor, Professor, you've got a great pair of pipes. What a pair of pipes. No voice, just pipes. Comes now a triangular medley. Buddy Clark, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers will try to solve the housing problem with Small Hotel, Penthouse Serenade, and Home on the Range.
There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together. There's a bridal suite, one room bright and neat, complete for us to share together. Can see a distant steeple. There won't be a sign of people. But who wants people? When the steeple bell says good night, sleep well, we'll thank the small hotel together.
Way up in the sky, with hinges on chimneys, for stars to go by, the sweet slice of heaven, for just you and I. When we're alone, from all of society, we'll stay aloof, and live in propriety. To heavenly hermits we will be in tune when we're alone. We'll see life's mad heaven as we view. Just over the drive when we're
this is Myron Wallace speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Now here are Spike and Dorothy.
Well, music lovers, thanks for a lovely evening, and I hope next week you'll again invite us into your homes.
Say, Spike, why didn't you tell me the good news?
What news was that, Dorothy?
Well, that Downbeat Magazine has voted you King of Corn for the sixth consecutive year.
Wow. Yes, Dorothy, and the Slickers and I are most grateful.
And with three times as many votes as the nearest rival.
So I guess that makes us just three times as corny as anybody. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Make a special note to hear the pause that refreshes on the air next Sunday on this same CBS station when America's great singer Jane Froman returns to the air for a series of broadcasts with Percy Faith, Roger Pryor, and company. Spike Jones and the City Slickers will visit their friends in Des Moines, Omaha, Quincy, Burlington, and Davenport between now and next Friday's Spotlight Review. Dorothy Shea continues her engagement at the Stevens here in Chicago. Buddy Clark appeared through the courtesy of his regular sponsor, the Carnation Company. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.